Welcome, everybody. Share number 1269, and the writing is share number 421-421. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of when you can make when you have to make an extra bracha in the middle of a meal whereby one washed and ate the proper amount of bread in the proper amount of time, which we've discussed in the past. Okay, so in our last share, we discussed the fact, reference to the bracha of Hadama. Vegetables, you have cooked vegetables. We said you would not make a bracha, right? No extra bracha. That's a regular food, the regular main staple food. People eat that as part of their meal. Regular cooked vegetables. We also brought down the fact about salads in general. A vegetable salad is usually something. It's usually one of the courses of the meal. A person eats a salad. So regular vegetable salads is also something one would not make an extra bracha. Now the Shulchan Aruch states that when the Shulchan Aruch brings down in our Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin the various different things which one would not make a bracha, one of the examples. So he brings different examples, basar, the meat, right? And one, he says other things also over there. So, but one of the interesting things, he says over there, daisa, like cereal, these are things which fill a person up, right? But one of the things the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber actually mentions is yirakos, is vegetables. So it's a very interesting thing. The Mechaber says vegetables is one of the things that one would not make a bracha in the middle of the meal. So over there on the spot, The Sharet Shuva actually in Sif Katan Aleph in the Sharet Shuva, which is a little bit interesting because the Mishabur over there does not bring this Sharet Shuva. I'm not sure why, but he doesn't bring the Sharet Shuva over there. But the Sharet Shuva Taka says, which is brought down in the Sfarim, after the Mishabur, you know, the Heintiger Sfarim, that they explains that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when he says vegetables, it's cooked vegetables. In other words, that which the Shulchan Aruch says, Yerakos, which is you don't make a bracha, he says it's cooked vegetables. But he explains further, does the Sharet Shuva over there, explains further that raw vegetables, right, if it's regular raw vegetables, not in the salad, in a salad form, so we know that's one of the courses of a meal. But if a person eats like, you know, a piece of a vegetable, like a tomato, whatever the case is, so he brings down, if it's a raw vegetable, then one would have to make an extra bracha, because that's not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. This is how he explains it. This is how the Sharet Shuva explains it over there on the spot, on the page. In Sif Katan Aleph, that it's only going on cooked vegetables, that which the Mechaber said over there. So there's certain vegetables which there are certain vegetables which open up the appetite. We saw there's certain fruits like a grapefruit, for example. Some want to say is something which opens up like a tart, something that's very tart, opens up a person's appetites, gets the digestion, juices going. So therefore it becomes part of the meal because it's basically what we call ligra tiva samaychal. It opens up the appetite, gets the person the juices flowing, the digestion juices flowing for the meal itself. So it becomes like it's part of the meal. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. So on that grapefruit, we spoke about last time, Rabadna brings down just a side thing. I want to talk about vegetables now, but a side thing. He mentioned that there are some poskim say that since the grapefruit when the grapefruit is served as an appetizer, for example. Since it's something that promotes appetite, so there are quite a number of paiskim who hold one would not make a bracha on the grapefruit because of that reason it's part of the meal. Whereby the other appetizers we saw was a bigger machalikus, and we spoke about that in the past. Okay, so now the same thing applies for a vegetable. If a person has a vegetable, and an example they bring down is a radish. Interesting, he brings down an example of a vegetable which is ligra tivus amichel, promotes the appetite, is a radish. I'm not so familiar with these things, but this is how they bring it down. Sefer Yisrael Lachas, others, that a radish would be one of those type of vegetables whereby one would not make a bracha because it's part of the meal for that reason, promoting the appetite. So therefore, if one eats a radish during the meal, no extra bracha would be needed. The same halacha would apply to any other type of vegetable which is eaten during the meal, which would promote one's appetite. We'll continue next year and we'll see how exactly, how we work with this situation. information, and we'll go on from there. We'll see that there are. I just want to mention before we get to the next year, we should always keep in mind. We should keep in mind till that time. But there are there are those who want to say that nowadays the ways of the way people eat a little bit changed. In other words, that people eat vegetables as part of the meal. So we'll see how we apply that, and we'll see what has to be done in those situations again to try and get out of those machlekes. And a lot of times when we have machlekes, we've spoken about in the past, you want to do various different actions to remove oneself from the questionable situation. But we'll talk about that in the upcoming shiur. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.